Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University of Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today is Friday, April the 19th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing today? Ladies and gents, today we are going to talk about something very important. We are going to talk about making money in a sleazy way. Hey, I got to get paid. Well, that's the way it is. That's the Tupac song, everybody. If you don't know that, check out Changes by Tupac. I think that was post Tupac. It was after he died. I think that song came out. But anyway, we're going to talk about making money in a sleazy way. There's many ways you can make money, and there's many sleazy ways you can make money. You want to avoid those because those are just a short time, and those can get you in jail. You want to talk anything from selling scams to selling dope. Whatever, however, eventually, the feds here in America, woo, they will get you. No matter if you sell drugs or you're selling bad crypto like Sam Bankman-Fried, okay? I remember a while ago, I didn't know much about this fella, but apparently he was some type of crypto genius. Well, first off, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna tell you this, and you could take this how you want to take it. But if I was you, I would always watch the media. The media, they prop people up who they like. If they like you, they'll prop you up. If they don't like you, they'll try to tear you down. The media is they take payments. You can get Yahoo to write you a puff piece. You can get Forbes to write you a puff piece. You can get all types of shenanigans going with some money, okay? Sam Bankman-Fried, he went to jail and all that good stuff. I remember his company, they spent like $50 million on the naming rights of the Miami Arena, which I think they had to change. He was donating to charities. He was donating to Democratic people. And they're like, oh, this guy's a genius. Oh, this guy's a genius. Turns out this guy is a crook, okay? And it don't matter how nice people are, how dressed up they are. A scam is a scam is a scam. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they badmouth, as I told you before, multi-level marketing, blah, 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 blah. Man, people trying to sell your Avon products, they don't got nothing on million dollar scams, you know? Hell, Avon ain't even a scam. At least you're getting a product, you know. That whole Sam Bankman-Fried was the more I read about that, I said, whoa. And all these, before you see all these glowing reviews, oh, this guy's a crypto genius. So this guy's this, that, and the other, that, and the other. Man, listen, you give these people enough money, these people, they'll go for anything. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I said all that to say, You got to be careful when y'all here making money. You don't want to get hoggy. You don't want to get piggy, baby. You don't want to get greedy, okay? You don't want to be one of these people who like, ooh, I got away with it this time. Let me see what I can do again, you know, okay? I remember growing up a lot of times in the black community, a lot of people try to tell you, I can't get a job. I gotta sell drugs. That's just an excuse. You just don't want to work. You just don't want to work. You know. Listen, I know working for peanuts is it sucks, but it's a starting point. It ain't a stopping point. It ain't the end. You know, if you have a job that you don't like it, you working somewhere you don't want to be. It's not the end, you know. You're not a tree. You can't uproot and leave. You know, it's a whole point. But you know, people And like, oh man, I had nothing. I had to sell drugs. I had to sell drugs. You don't have to sell drugs. You don't have to run scams. You know, you could make money very legally, and you can make a lot of it. So you want to be careful when you get involved with people. You know, you want to if you see a company online. I remember a long time ago, when I first started off my little online journey, making money. It was a guy. He was like in Bali. Bali, and I can't remember his name to save my life. I just know he was in Bali. He was doing high ticket affiliate marketing, which is a great way to make money, but I knew from the word go when I watched the video, because when you're trying to figure out, you know, I'm gonna make some money online, you know, this, that, and the other, you know. And I'm going to save you a lot of time. Avoid a lot of those. I watched a lot of those videos, like hour and a half videos, you know. I'll be driving down the road watching those stupid videos. They're all the same. They, you know, they have a product they want you to buy. But about this product, it was a real pyramid scheme, you know. People throw around the word pyramid scheme, but a pyramid scheme is the real thing. Is if you're buying something and there's no product, you know what I mean? It's like, I'll tell you like this. If I tell you, hey, if you recruit this person in, I give you $50. And it's like, into what? And we'll show you how to get leads. And it's like, all right. And they're like, hey, buy your leads package, and for $100, and then we'll show you how to get leads. And it's like, all right, where is this going? And there's no product, there's no service, there's no nothing. That's a pyramid scheme. And you're just recruiting people to be recruiting people. That's a pyramid scheme. Like, I know people give Amway a bad name. And Amway, they have products. You don't have to, because I told you before, my wife had a meeting with Amway people. You don't have to. You can sell products to people. You know, you're not going to make as much money, you know, if you don't get a couple more business people in there. But you can make money just selling products off a website. So, you know, it's not a pyramid scheme. But a pure pyramid scheme is what this guy was doing. He was like, hey, I recruit people, get them in, and we're gonna sell them a high coaching product for like $50,000, you know. And they wanted you to like meet with somebody for like three weeks in a row, and then they were gonna try to sell you like a $30,000 product. And if somebody bought it, then you would get like $15,000. It's like, what's this coaching program for? And you know, eventually this guy got busted. The FTC was like, yeah, we shut this down. I think he disappeared. He popped back up once. When I remembered his name, you know, this was before COVID. And it was just a pure pyramid scheme. And I was glad I didn't sign up for that nonsense, you know. But you could just see what it was, you know, if you look hard enough, a lot of times you know when something is sleazy, and when you know it ain't. But a lot of times, the reason why people get caught up in different things and different scams, and they start doing other stuff, you know, the whole Bernie Madoff thing, it's just out of pure greediness, you know. It's like the lust of money, you know, kicks in, you know, and they're like, ooh, I got $1,000, you know, let me try to get another $1,000 and all this type of stuff, you know. So you want to avoid all that. You want to avoid things that are going to hurt you, because at the end of the day, it's nice to have money, but you don't need it that bad, you know. You want to go to jail or you want to go home, okay? You want to go to jail or you want to go home. So always be watching, and I think they crack more. I think they do more cracking down now, you know, on these type of scams, these internet scams. You know, you have to watch your, you know, if you have older people in your life, you have to watch out for phone calls they get. You know, you have to watch out for the, you know, the age old ones. Hey, I'm a prince, and I need $500, and I'll see you $250 when I get my check next week. You know, I'm a prince, and I'm waiting on my income tax check, and when I get that next week, I'll holler at you. Okay, you gotta watch out for that type of stuff. Some of the stuff is just real obvious, and some of it's more kind of sneaky. You know, like the whole Sam Bankman. You know, because they propped him up, and they're like, "Hey, this is a great guy right here." You know, and a lot of YouTube people were promoting his stuff, and you know, that's another thing you have to watch out for. When one thing that you have to be careful about, when you start to get a big platform, you know, and people are gonna wanna, because this is how it's gonna work. You start doing a podcast or a YouTube channel, you know, and you start getting views, and you start getting, you know, they're gonna be people that reach out to you. Now, whatever address you put up, they're gonna contact that address. They're gonna say, "I'm so and so, so and so, and you know, I would like to partner with you. I love what you're doing on your podcast or your YouTube channel, or whatever." And they're gonna say they love to partner with you. You know, it's happened to me a couple of times. A lot of times, I don't do it. I did it with Magic Mind because they sent me a product. I liked it. I liked the product. I liked how it felt. Like how it made me feel. So I said, "All right, I can rock with this." But I'm not gonna do the, you know, buy a plot in Ireland. You can get your own plot in Ireland. You know, I'm not gonna do all that. So that was a thing for a while. But anyway, the point of all this is make money, but damn, make money legally. Don't be out here getting caught up in scams and drugging and drug trafficking and all that type of nonsense. You want to be careful about all that. Okay. And so, ladies and gents, that is it. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll be back. We'll probably drop a bonus episode sometime this weekend. But definitely we'll be back on Monday with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. So until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, peace.